So what have you done with all your free time? Last time we talked to you, you were going golfing. What's happening? Where are you?
That was my guilty pleasure of day off. And then we got back in Tuesday, and we've been training ever since, to be honest. And we trained yesterday at Spruce Meadows, and we're just sat at the airport now, looking out towards the Calgary downtown skyline where you guys are. And I see airplanes, and we're ready to go. We're heading to Hamilton to play Forge tomorrow in the first leg of the Canadian Championship.
Nice. What now, you've played Forge, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And of course, of course, we know you won because you've yet to lose. what did you learn in that game that you might expect coming into the next one?
They're a very good team. I've got to give them credit. They play a very good, fast attacking play. They've gone on a good, since we beat them, they've won three straight. I think they'll be there wanting to make sure that they pay some sort of revenge. But no games won, no tie is won or lost in the first game. We just got to make sure that we go there and keep to our brand and disrupt theirs. And like I said, I think we're more than capable of doing it again.
In out in England and internationally, we see teams handle their league differently than they handle different tournaments. Have you noticed that at all with the first few games of the Canadian Championship?
Yeah, a little bit. We did it too, but we used it in a bid to make sure everybody got meaningful minutes. We've got an ethos about us. We're in it to win it every single game, whether it's in practice, whether it's on the golf course, whether it's the card games, or obviously the games we play. So the competitive edge is brilliant. So the fact that I was able to sharpen the swords of all the players, 7 games in 3 weeks meant that I had to. Like all other teams, we've had some injuries, and you have to rotate. I think everybody's been at that, but Forge haven't played for a week now, so they'll probably be putting their strongest 11 out. We'll put a strong 11 out, and it should be a really good matchup because it's two teams that have a healthy respect, but there's a nice rivalry emerging there.
Does having a bit of a break between games affect how you're going to utilize the team coming up tomorrow?
No, actually, because it helped me get a few more players like Jose Escalante, Mason Trafford, Oliver Minutel back into the squad, so they're traveling with us, and hopefully they'll see some minutes over the course of it. So I actually like it. We needed it because I said a few of these boys were getting battered up, and as you do, you see that in playoff hockey, or you see that in playoff basketball now. When the games come thick and fast, you just got to rotate as much as you can, as best as you can.
It's funny when you're in the schedule that you guys had to begin with. It's a lot of games and not a lot of time. They're going to be banged up, and now you get some time off. And are they going to be able to keep the momentum? How are they going to handle this? Seems like you can never win, but is there any concern about losing a bit of momentum from the start you've had with a bit of an extended break now?
I would have been more concerned had we not advanced in the Canadian Championship, and our next game wasn't until June 15th away at Edmonton, which is a rival. So the derbies are heated games anyway, and less about the fancy, more about who's going to take care of business on that day. So I think for us, the 10 days was needed between fixtures. And the fact that we have this game and next week's return leg on June 11th at home is the perfect setup for us, because it's just enough time to get our team healthy again and not long enough time to really lose any momentum. We're still in a good moment.
Obviously, you guys focus a lot just on yourselves, but now that we're at the point where there's 6, 7, even up to 10 games of film on all these teams now, are you preparing any differently for teams in the CPL now that you have a bit more tape on them?
There'll be tendencies that we may change. Like you've seen, our formation differs. I think we're like a transformer type of team that, we can adapt our formation but still keep our principles. So, for example, we're a very high-energy pressing team. We like to attack on the front foot. That doesn't change no matter what formation. What does change when you have a formation is you might nullify. They may be stronger coming out the right side, or they may be stronger coming out the left side. We'll adjust our pressing triggers based on that. We also, see that the cracks they have, and we might start playing central balls or playing diagonal balls based on where we feel their weakness is. I think every single team are doing well. They're just, everybody's finding a different rhythm. Halifax, who came to us, have now won two straight a tie and a win at home. Pacific is still yet to hit their rhythm and have some very good players, young players, but also big Marcus Haber. Valor have just taken points off of Edmonton, and Edmonton are still yet to find their stride. So you take Forge and ourselves out of it, and obviously York is still trying to find their rhythm. There's good parity across the league because the games aren't blowouts. I think the highest scoreline that's been is the 3-0 game Forge versus Pacific. Everything else is like 1-0s, 2-0s, 2-1s, 1-1s. So that speaks to the credit. The difference is in the details. And I think what we're very good at is taking care of the set plays, formational nuances, and being ruthless when we attack.
As far as the league has gone here, where you guys are five games in, Forge has played seven. Anything surprise you about the league so far this year?
The quality. I think nobody really knew what it was going to be. There was always talk about, how does this compare to the rest of the leagues in the world? This is our top division. And what we're seeing now is good, honest football. I think the fans have appreciated it because it's not the diving and the rolling that gives, soccer a bad name when you look at countries in the Latin America. But what this is it's a well thought out pace. And, those that have been MLS aficionados are now looking at the CPL saying, it's a good brand of football and one that they can get behind. And I think the quality there, you've seen a lot of good young players emerging, as well as some experienced players. And we have that, in your Nick Ledgewoods and Dominic Malongas that are playing well. But it's the young energy and enthusiasm, and couple that with the fan support. The fan support's outrageous. I mean, you guys have come to the home opener. We just make, 3,500 sound like 10,000 in our stadium, whereas, we can go away now to Forge and they may have 10,000 in, Tim Hortons Field, but it'll feel like 3,000. I think we've got this wonderful stadium that's really playing into the event because we're in the entertainment industry and we've got to make sure that everything from the way the fans enjoy the game to the way we play the game is one big spectacle. So I think that's been the biggest takeaway from the CPL so far.
And obviously you want that for your team, but for teams across the league too. Is there a communication between teams like, okay, this has worked for us, what's worked for you? Is there that type of communication in this young league?
There is. Careful how I answer this, but I think the biggest thing is we're all partners in this, but we're all competitors when we face each other. So, if there's things like the way we've done our fan and game experience, if someone has a good idea or they've done something, we do share that. We're radio silent the week leading up to the games against each other and probably the week afterwards. But after that, absolutely. We're well aware that we're growing this together because now, we want to see an eighth team next year. There's lots of cities that are talking about it. Beyond that, there's a couple more in 2021. And as we lead up towards the World Cup in 2026, where Canada's one of the co-hosts, we're going to see the ripple effect that will just escalate brilliantly.
Now, you said to stay sharp. You guys were competitive in everything you did. I'm assuming you just mopped the floor with everyone in cards. Are you a big trash talker with your own team? Or are you worried about breaking their spirit too much?
The wise general knows when to join in the fight and when to sit out and observe the fight. So what I try to do is create moments where the guys stay sharp where they're competitive, and I leave my competitive edge to the golf course where I play against the other coaches.
Don't get into trouble in Hamilton, okay? Because I hear that happens. It can be a tough town, and you're a tough customer. And I know you're always, looking for a good fist fight.
Well, we got into trouble last game because we cleared the bench for the injury time winner. So we had our wrist slap. I accepted that because we're not meant to leave our technical area.
Yeah.
Emotions did run over, and I'm an emotional guy, and we're a very collective team.
Perfect.
So. We'll pay the fines and take the slap on the wrist and move on. So we hope not to get into any further trouble.
Good luck, sir. We'll see you soon, all right?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet. Tommy Wheeldon Jr.